glories. We should do kirtan. This is a very easy way to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then this way we can be in the presence of his dear associates. And then also receive their mercy. If we listen with faith, then this is Bhagavad Prasad. Vaishnava Gunagan Karilel Chivayantram. To deliver the jivas, the best way is to recite the glories of the Vaishnavas. In the Bhagavatam, from the very beginning, Sukadeva Goswami has spoken on the glories of the devotees to Maharaj Parikshit. Therefore, to do Shravan Kirtan of the devotees is in this way, by listening to the glories of the devotees, the seed of faith is sown in one's heart. So we listen to the glories of Sri Nautam Thakur. The Sat Goswami is appeared in Braj on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They manifested all the pastime places of Radha and Krishna. They wrote many granthas, books. Previously we heard that there were 18,000 verses in the Bhagavatam. And out of those 18,000 verses, 5,000 verses were lost. By the influence of time, these 5,000 verses were taken away. Because wherever this Vrajlila is described, then there they've said, oh, these verses describing the glories of the Vraj Devis have been added later on. So therefore they removed them, saying this is not part of the original Bhagavatam. So Mahaprabhu, he told all the devotees, now in the Bhagavatam, the glorification of Prahlad, Ambarish, Chitraketu, everyone's glories are mentioned. But even if you read the entire Bhagavatam, you will not see the name of Srimati Radhika or any of the Vraj Devis. So how can these jivas be delivered? Shakti, Shakti Mator, Abheda. Krishna and his Shakti are non-different. The fire is characterized by its heat and illumination. The sun is characterized by its rays and heat. Similarly, Krishna is always present with his Shakti. Srimati Radhika's name is the very life and wealth of every jiva. Her very name is the Adhar, the foundation of every jiva's life. Without her glorification, without the glorification of the Vraj Devis, then how can Krishna be properly glorified? Krishna himself has shown how unparalleled the glories are. But here you see, these 5,000 verses were removed. And especially in Kali Yuga, if anyone just listens to the name Ras Leela, or someone listens to how Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis, they become very angry. They say, what is this? How can God behave in such a way? Rather, the instructions Krishna gave to Arjun in Hastinapur, in Kurukshetra, that is best. The Bhagavad Gita comprising of these instructions pertaining to karma, jnana, bhakti. This is good, they say, rather than listening to Rasleela, Vastararan Leela and all these things. But how will the jivas attain auspiciousness if they don't listen to these leelas? So Mahaprabhu, he sent the Sat Goswamis to Braj. Go and rediscover the lost places of Sri Radha and Krishna. When Krishna Uddhav met the gopis, he understood Krishna's manovist. Therefore he glorified the gopis with shlokas like Vandenanda Rajastrinam Asham Sharma Rajasham. But he has not mentioned the names of the gopis. He has not said, he has not described which gopi loves Krishna in which particular way. He has described in some places the names of Nanda, Nishadha, Sridham, Sudham, but the names of the gopis haven't been clearly described. So the Goswami is sent by Mahaprabhu. And the Goswami is, they worked so hard and they wrote books like Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu, Ujjal Nilmani. And then Mahaprabhu said, whatever you write, it also said Praman, some evidence. Not that you write something and then people say, oh, this is a figment of your imagination. No. You quote the Shastras, the scriptures. So in Prayagraj, for 10 days Mahaprabhu, he spoke on this Bhaktir Samrit Sindhu to Rupa Goswami. And in Kashi, there Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami in Sambandha Videya and Prayojan. And then Rupa Goswami again stayed with Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Sanatana Goswami also stayed with him. For 10 months, Mahaprabhu gave them very good instructions. And whatever they heard from Mahaprabhu, they wrote in the form of books. When Bhagavatam appeared, Vyasadev, he made his disciples. Jayamani, Vashampayana, Pali, Samanta. And then each of the Vedas, he handed over to them. Sent preach each of the Vedas. And then the branches and sub-branches of the Vedas and Upanishads were distributed among their disciples and grand disciples. But Vyasadeva was thinking, who is that person who can preach the Bhagavatam, the glories? Previously, I arranged for my disciples to preach Dharmartha Kammoksh through these Vedas. But who will describe and preach the fifth attainment, Pancham Purushat Prem? So therefore, on this way, Sukadeva Goswami, he appeared. And he preached. Bhagavatam appeared everywhere. And Sukadeva Goswami, he empowered Sutta. Vyasadev, Narada, Brahma inspired Narada, Narada inspired Vyasadev, Vyasadev inspired Sukadev, Sukadev inspired Sutta. Sutta Goswami inspired Saunakrishi. And this way the parampara is running on. This is the Tattva of the Bhagavatam was taught to everyone. But now these 5,000 verses are lost. No one knows where they went. So Mahaprabhu, he wanted that this Prayojan Tattva, Prem, be ascertained. So then they were thinking, how to fulfill this desire of Mahaprabhu. So then the six Goswamis were thinking, now we should empower someone. So that time, Natham Thakur, Srinivacharya, Shyamananda Prabhu, they came to Jiva Goswami. They were very empowered by Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami, first he taught them the Satsandarbhas. Why? Without Tattva Gyan, Tattva Siddhant, then how can you know this Rasa Shastra? Therefore, Tattva Bhagavat Paramatma Sandarbha and Krishna Bhakti Priti, six Sandarbhas, they are taught by Jiva Goswami to his Siksha disciples. And they say, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he came from South India. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he wrote many books. Radharas Sudhanidhi, so many. Chaitanya Chandramrita. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he taught everyone. Why one should wear tilak? Why one should wear kanti? How to gradually transform one's bhakti from Vaidhi to Raganuga? All the 64 limbs of bhakti, everything he taught by Mahaprabhu's desire. And we see Sanatana Goswami, he had everything manifested and written under the name of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So in this way, when they were thinking, who will preach these books, who will distribute, then Nartham Srinivas Shyamanand themselves appeared. So Jiva Goswami, he sent Natham Thakur to Lokananth Das Goswami, Srinivasacharya to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Shyamananda, he was already a disciple of Hridayananda, Hridaya Chaitanya Thakur. Hridaya Chaitanya himself sent him, saying, go to Jiva Goswami and study under him. and Narottam Thakur went to Sri Guru. Then his Guru tested him. Nowadays, you see, it is very easy to accept Guru. Now you see, so many disciples are initiated at once by Guru. Then that's all. Only these mantras are given. But will Guru take responsibility of disciple? Before it was not like this. Before the Guru would test, examine the disciple. Lokanath Das Goswami said, oh, I don't want to accept any disciples. I myself am not a disciple. I cannot do any Bhagavad Seva. Cannot do Shravan Kirtan Smaran. I'm not making any disciples. Go away from here. He didn't accept him. But Jiva Goswami told him specifically, I have to accept Diksha from him. He kept requesting him more and more. He said, all right, I'll ask my Prabhu. If my Prabhu orders, then I'll give the order. I'll give you initiation. Ramanujacharya, he approached his Guru 19 times for Diksha, but every time he was rejected. And then finally accepted him. Prabhupada also, he went to Gaurakshwaras Babaji, tried so much. Now Narottam Thakur, he saw he will not accept me. So what would he do? Vrindavan is imprinted by the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika everywhere. So he took shelter of Vrindavan Dham, his Vraj Dham, with the foot dust of Srimati Radhika's phone. So Dham Seva is done. Then surely Radha and Krishna will be happy. Not just Parikrama. He would. No ordinary person can reform the dham. It's very difficult. So then Ratham Thakur would do kirtan, take the dust of the dham, smear it on his body, and serve the dham. He would never sleep. I was thinking, how can I attain the mercy of Sri Guru? He only had this desire in his heart. So he was thinking, how can I get the mercy? How can this Shraddha be had? How can we surrender to Sri Guru? So Narottam Thakur, not 1 or 2 days. For so much time, so many days he did Dham Seva. And how did he serve? He didn't show anyone. Not that he beat his drum, saying, oh, today I will clean Radha Kund, today I'll clean Mansi Ganga, make big announcement, collect a lot of money, and then collect many followers, and then beating your own drum. This is not the way to serve. See, bhajan, bhojan, sevan should be very confidential. Should not be revealed. So when everyone was resting in the night, he would clean the entire road. He would clean the entire place. He would make sure that the dust would not fly and scatter here and there. And before, previously, everyone, when they would go to relieve themselves, they'd go in the open fields. So he'd also clean the field. Clean the place. Lokanath Das Goswami, he would go early in the morning to the open fields. But he was thinking, who is cleaning this place? So one day, when he was doing bhajan, he was saying, who is doing this Nam Kirtan? Who is weeping in separation? Who is doing this seva? Then he was saying, who are you? Why have you come here? Send for Guru Kripa. Then Sri Guru, may he accept me. So then he gave Mantra Diksha. Then he saw that he has so much. Narottam Thakur has, he's very qualified. He has his capability to preach. and to deliver everyone. So he instructed him, now go and preach. So then he came to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami gave all his books. He said, make a copy of all these books. And then the original books that have been written by the Goswamis, put them in Samadhi. So if you go to Sanatana Goswami's Samadhi, you can see all those books that were originally written by the Goswamis, they're given Samadhi. And then the scriptures were copied. Jiva Goswami previously was called by the Muslim king to Delhi. He said, I will never leave Vrindavan. And the Muslim king never came to Vrindavan. Why? Because Vrindavan previously it was known as Fakirabad. So here why? Because it was a place of beggars. So he was scared, if I come here, I'll also become a beggar. So he agreed to come to Agra. And he said, at least please come here. So then he arranged, like every 10 kilometers there would be a horse waiting. Take Jiva Goswami across. Because he had to return by night, or else, because he has taken Kshetra Sannyas. So there was a debate going on. Is Ganga superior or Yamuna superior? People from the east were saying Ganga is superior. People from the west were saying Yamuna is superior. So then Jiva Goswami, he was called to mediate. And Jiva Goswami came, started glorifying Ganga, Yamuna, both of them. Then he said, now both of you discuss among yourselves. Who is most superior, Ganga or Yamuna? He quoted from all the scriptures with Praman. Everyone, they were pacified. So then the king said, I want to give you something. He said, what can you possibly give me? I don't need anything. And he said, all right. Before paper was first introduced in India, previously they should write on Bhojpatra. Yes, they and all of them, they should write on Bhojpatra, means special kind of leaves that are shed by the trees. And these trees are found in the mountains. Bundles of like paper. They are given by these trees. Even if these papers are soaked in water, they will not become wet. They will not decay very quickly. So the king, he gave these papers to Jiva Goswami. So then Narottam Tagore, Srinivasacharya, Shyamananda, all of them, they started making a pratilipi, means a copy. They made a copy of all these granthas, and Jiva Goswami, he kept the original with him, which he later gave Samadhi. And when preaching started, was preaching done? As long as Naam Kirtan is not done, as long as one has not taken shelter of Sri Guru, one cannot do Kirtan. If a Prakrit Naam, a Prakrit Smaran is not had, Sanatam Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Shyamananda Prabhu, three of them, they took the essence of all the Shastras and started doing Kirtan. Natam Thakur had this Manohar Sai, and then they had this Renati, and they had this Karanati. Three pairs of distinct styles. By characterized by different meters, rhythms, chords, beats. So they started doing Kirtan everywhere. And they say, first wrote Prem Bhakti Chandrika. First of all, he did Vandan. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Satma. He said, the lotus feet of Sri Guru are the very shelter of Bhakti. If you want mukti, or gyan, or karma, then you can go to the karmis or gyanis. If you want bhakti, bhagavad priti, then must accept Sri Guru. And doesn't mean that accept Guru as a fashion, that he recites, he blows some air into your, blows some air into your ear. Or that you initiate someone and you become Guru. Because once you accept mantra and Sri Guru, then you also become Guru. You receive mantra on one day, the next day you start initiating. I am Guru. Because I am Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. Because Master, he doesn't make students, he makes masters. Because when one student studies properly, when he graduates, his BA, MA, PhD, so once Guru has accepted someone, then he also becomes Guru. Or else, oh, Guru is not qualified, the disciple also is not qualified. So therefore, in Prem Bhakti Chatrika, Narottam Thakur has described how the glory of Shri Guru should be sung, and Bhagwan's glories can be sung. So there he said, Pratanta Guru Vajja Tatashchaivam Archanam. Or else, first to do Archana Shri Guru, or else everything else will be in vain. First do Archana Shri Guru, then Bhagwan will be happy, then Govinda will be happy. Or else, if you renounce Shri Guru, you try bypassing him, then you go to Govinda, Govinda will not be happy. He'll never accept his seva. It's not possible. So instead, he revealed the glories of Shri Guru. Then he established Shri Guru, the identity of Shri Guru. Told everyone who Sadguru is, who is an Asadguru. It is said that if a guru is not bona fide, then you should renounce him. You see that he is leaving, deviating from the path of bhakti, is going towards karma, gyan, yoga. I mean, he is engaging his disciples in mundane things, saying, don't eat fish, but you can do fish business, you can sell fish. You don't smoke marijuana, but you can do business of marijuana, sell marijuana. You don't have to gamble, don't go in the share market, but still, the money that is had by the stock market, you can engage in Bhagwan Seva, so this is not proper. Narottam Thakur has written that you should maintain your life in a very minimal way. Anyhow, just maintain your life, not very lavishly. But last he said, don't eat fish, because in Bengal especially, they like fish very much. Don't gamble. So the four principles have been stated in the Bhagavatam. And the Acharyas have shown by their own lives how to follow. So who is Sadguru? Then it has been said, Guru is one who can dispel all the miseries of his disciple. You can find many gurus in this world. They will take dakshina from you every year. They will accept your puja, big festival is had, but have they stolen the distress, miseries that he is suffering since time immemorial? Have they dispelled his anarthas? He is not capable. So how can, will he sow the seed of Bhagavad Bhakti in their hearts? Such a guru is very rarely had. This way, Narottam Thakur started glorifying Shri Guru. You do such kirtan, that Mahaprabhu himself would appear with all his assets. Then Radha and Krishna also would appear with their associates, Sakis and Manjaris. If you're doing kirtan and if Bhagavan doesn't appear, then what is the use of your kirtan then? Or else kirtan is not really kirtan. If or else you're only distributing the impurities of Maya, this is not kirtan. Like, kirtan smaran is had, and then nirjan bhajan is possible. This way, by kirtan smaran is had, and then this bhagavat darshan is had. So, Narottam Thakur, he said, this Atma belongs to Shri Bhagavan. The Atma should serve Paramatma, glorify him. Glorify his Naam Roop Gun Leela. By this, Bhagavan is easily attained. There is no other way. So by the mercy of Sadguru, when Guruvani appears in one's heart, then the biggest wealth is that. What is that? The instructions of Sri Guru. In this way, when he started doing kirtan, all the Brahmins, they became very opposed. He was doing prachar, Ratan Thakur was doing kirtan. At that time, Ganganarayan Chakravarti, his father, he sent his son, go to the market, now it's Navaratri. Go and bring something for Mother Kali. He gave him so much money, he's a landlord. So then he went to the bazaar. He bought many goats. Those goats are very, they're sacrificed for Kali Devi. So Ratan Thakur was doing kirtan. And then someone said, oh, you're a Brahmin, you have this thread, Brahmin thread, you have tilak. What are you doing? Where are you taking all these goats? Saying, oh, my father has given me so much wealth to sacrifice to Mother Kali. And they said, oh, your mother, will she eat these goats? You think she likes the blood shed from these goats? You are a gift, you offer yourself. Why are you offering these goats? You rather offer yourself, why are you offering these goats? The sadhus, they caught this boy. Is your mother Rakshasi? Does she eat meat and blood of, does she drink the blood of all these goats? Who is she? Mother. And she is the Rakshasi. This way, he taught, he instructed them, Narottam Thakur, he taught this boy. Then, this boy, he sent all the goats away. He let them go. And then the father, and then he started doing kirtan, Narottam Thakur. And the father was thinking, where is my son? He hasn't returned since morning. Now it's evening. And he sent his servants everywhere, go look for my son. There he sent Narottam Thakur and all, and his sons and all, and his son and all his associates were dancing, in ecstasy singing. And the servant said, hey, where are you? Your father's calling, come back. Then they saw that he was completely controlled. Then his father said, oh, they've done some black magic. Now he's controlled by him. Now my son is not returning home. And then the father, he bought all the smarter Brahmins and he said, now it's Ashtami, the eighth day. I have to sacrifice all these goats. Then the son said, okay, I'm a goat. You sacrifice me. I am the best gift for Mother Kali. Why you want to sacrifice these innocent goats? I am your son. I am very dear to you. So offer something which is very dear to you. So sacrifice me. Cut my head. And the father was saying, what is he saying? And the son started giving him Atmagyan. Saying, why are you being bewildered by this flesh and bones? Inquire, go deep within. So then Ganganarayan Chakravarti, he himself defeated all the smarter Brahmins. Narottam Thakur didn't even have to speak to them. Just by the mercy of Sadguru, the disciple is empowered. Guru empowers his sincere disciple. You take shelter of Sadguru, all good qualities, all Shakti will be transferred into your heart. There is no need for Sri Guru to even speak. And the entire society came, Ganganarayan Chakravarti changed. All of them. This way, everyone is engaged in kirtan now. Hari kirtan. And all the pandits came from South India, from North India, East, West, everywhere. They all came. No, we'll ask him that he's actually a Kayastha by caste. He's the son of a king. No, Narottam Thakur was a prince. Being a Kayastha, being from the Kshatriya caste, how can he give Diksha to Brahmins? So he's fooling everyone in this world. How can he give Diksha to Brahmins? So then he called smarter Brahmanas from everywhere, all over India. Narottam Thakur, he has no time. He is engaged in Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan. He is not even conscious of his own body. Saraim, his disciples. Then they saw that they are all coming, going to cross the Ganga. They come to Kheturi. So then they opened many shops on the banks of the Ganga, selling earthen pots, tobacco, rice dal. Every shop was opened by each of his disciples. Because the Brahmanas, they will never eat at the homes of others. They will bring their own pots, they'll bring their own wood, their own cow dung patties. They'll cook for their own selves. They will never even touch the water offered by others, because it's not the Brahmins, orthodox. And they like chewing pan, betel nut, chilam, opium. And the panditas came. Then the panditas went to the bazaar to collect some things, buy some things. They saw, who are these shopkeepers? Tilak Mala. And he asked them, so, you know, how much is this pot? Which pot? This earthen pot. Then they said, how can I quote a price on this earthen pot? This earthen pot is actually a limb of Mother Earth. Mother Earth, for the welfare of the jivas, she has given herself. She has given her limbs away in the form of these pots. And so they would have very philosophical discussions with these scholars. Atma Gyan. Then they were thinking, just see, the shopkeepers, vegetable vendors, if they are so intelligent and realized, then in minutes they have changed us, then what is become Narottam Thakur? How will the guru be then? Then they saw, there was a group of Kirtaniyas. They saw Kirtaniyas everywhere, from all four directions. They were converging together. They were doing Kirtan, they could not even breathe. Take a deep breath. Everyone was doing Harinam. And then the Brahmanas, what happened? They threw their turbans aside, and then they threw their lavish clothes away, dressed ordinarily, they crossed the Padma, Meghna, and then they went away. Now our Smata Riti, our orthodoxy, will not work here, they said. They left. Now, not even one remained. And they went, they followed the Brahmins until they alighted the, until they went and went on the boats. And even the boatman said, oh, here you cannot, here your logic, your intellectual prowess will not work in Kheturi Ram. You should leave immediately. The boatman told them also and took them across. So once Narottam Thakur, he exhibited his illness. So the disciples were saying, oh, Gurudev, they're criticizing you so much, saying, oh, you initiated Brahmanas. So, and he's shown, now see, how he's suffering. He's paralyzed. And all the disciples are also useless, so they're criticizing so much. So then they said, oh Gurudev, please bestow mercy upon them. And Gurudev said, alright, make a nice chariot for me. So then they carried Narottam Thakur on a palanquin. They carried him on their shoulders and they said, and he said, do Kirtan. Start doing Kirtan. They did Kirtan for like 40-45 kilometers. And then, when they reached the banks of the Ganga, then Narottam Thakur, he said, now let's bathe in the Ganga. And they start bathing in the Ganga. They start doing Hari Kirtan. And then again 40-45 kilometers, Narottam Thakur was dancing in ecstasy. He didn't even have to be carried. He was jumping and dancing like a youthful boy. And all the atheists, the blasphemers, they are thinking, just see how he has become. Then they went and picked for forgiveness and surrendered his lotus feet. Gaur Purnima occurs during this time, holy. Holy means what? Pure. Like you see even in English also, holy means something which is very sacred. But holy means what? In India, holy means you take this dust of Raj and you cover your body with it. So who's foot dust? In our stage especially, the foot dust is Sri Guru. On that day, Sri Guru is worship. And then Dulal Abir, all these fragrant colored substances, pollen, they're offered and those with Sri Guru. And then the remnants of Sri Guru's feet are smeared on one's body, so that Maya will not catch him. So Sadhguru, Vaishnav Bhaktas, on that day, the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas are worshipped. Krishna himself, on this day of holy, he goes to Barsana, Shvanupur, and he himself worships Radharani's lotus feet and takes a foot dust and puts it on his head. All the Sakhas came. And the next day, the Sakhis went to Nandagaon. And they also took Krishna's foot dust and smeared on their bodies. This is the meaning of holy. So this holy lila first occurred during Satyuga. You see, Hiranyakashipu, he made a temple made of sandalwood. And he told Prahlad, "Oh Prahlad, if your Hari will come, and let's see how he'll save you." So Hiranyakashipu called his sister, Holika. Holika took Prahlad on her lap and said, "Oh Prahlad, sit here. If your Hari comes, just tell me." So on the night of Purnima, she took Prahlad on her lap. And this way, Holika said, "Oh Hiranyakashipu, cover, surround me by all sides with fire." Because she had this boon that she couldn't be burned by fire. And they say Prahlad and Hari both will be burned to ashes. Because he'll remember Hari, Hari will appear. But I will not be burned. So then they made a huge pyre. And then there was a huge pyre arranged. And wood was placed all around them. So when Hari comes, then just tell me. Because normally on Purnima, Satyanarayan is worshipped. So who is Satyanarayan? He is truthful. So Hiranyakashipu said, if your Narayan is really Satya, then he'll appear, else is Mithya Narayan, false Narayan. So then Prahlad, he was thinking about Narayan. So Holika, what happened? She fell asleep. So then she banged her head against a pile of wood. And then Hiranyakashipu, when he saw the signal from his sister, and he said, "Oh, Narayan has come now. Set this whole thing on fire." And then here, when the whole thing was set alight, all the soldiers started running away. It was a huge blazing fire. And they said, each of the soldiers saw, this is Hari. And the soldiers, they started killing each other, thinking each of them was Hari. And they say, the whole night they kept adding more and more wood, thinking Hari has appeared. And they say the entire army of Hiranyakashipu killed themselves. And Holika herself was burnt to ashes. And Prahlad, he was unscathed. Not a single scratch on his body. And they say, everyone was very happy to see that Prahlad was alive and safe. Prahlad, he was in trouble with what his father would do to him. Since then, holy is being celebrated. So therefore, then all of them took the foot dust of Prahlad. The foot dust of pure devotee has so much power, potency. So take this foot dust and put it all over your body. Maya will never catch you then. So Narottam Thakur, on this day of holy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Falguni Purnima. So Narottam Thakur, he called Vaishnavas from Jagannath Puri, Naudi, Vrindavan, Raj, everyone. From Channava Devi, she was the leader of all the devotees. Srinacharya, Shramananda, everyone were called to Keturi. Kirtan. Kirtan was started from early in the morning. What did they see in the evening? During the time of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Panchatva appeared in front of everyone. And then, they were absorbed in Kirtan. In this way, there were so many associates who appeared. Unlimited. Anyone who saw this Kirtan, heard this Kirtan, anyone who appeared, invited, uninvited, everyone became maddened in Kirtan Ras, regardless of who they were. So much Amrit being distributed, nectar. There Radha Vallabhi Kanta, Radha Kanta, Gaur Vishnu Priya, all these deities. Here. All the associates of Radha and Krishna also appeared. Loknath Das Goswami also came there. But already entered Nitrila, he also came. Rup Sanatan, Sat Goswami, all of them appeared. Dadash Gopal, Kavira, Choshati Mahanta, all of them came. And there is such kirtan. Then, by this darshan, their hearts became very pure. They all achieved Krishna Prem. He is an ideal Guru Sevak. If a Sevak doesn't have this power to please Sri Guru, to please Sri Bhagavan, cannot offer himself, cannot engage others in Bhagavad Seva, then how is he a Sadguru? When we came to the ashram, I didn't know anything much. Guru said, you do this. I said, I don't know anything. He said, you don't understand, just start doing it, understand by yourself. We'll help you. Just by their order, Bhagavan will accept your seva. So, when you want to worry about it, no consideration of caste, creed. Brahmins had this abhiman that I am Brahmin, well versed in the Vedas, he's Shudra. How can you do bhajan? How can you please Bhagavan? But what happened? So everyone surrendered to Narottam Thakur. Even very elite Brahmanas accepted Diksha from him. At the time, the first Gaur Purnima festival was celebrated. First appearance of Mahaprabhu was celebrated. Ms. Kirtan, Jhannava Mata, Shri Acharya Srinivas. He was the priest. What did they say? And they gave darshan, and everyone went away. The devotees were left. And they say, Narottam Thakur, what did he say? He said, they told Narottam Thakur, you're a prince. So, you're all citizens, they have so many, so much property. Before so much rice would be harvested. So before there was a big storehouse of these grains. So there were many snakes living in that godown, in that storehouse. They told Narottam Thakur, oh, you see that storehouse of grains that you have, that your citizens have? There, Bhagavan himself appeared to me in a dream and he said, oh, I'm staying in that storehouse since many years. Anandev is protecting me with all his servants. No one goes there because they're so scared. So Bhagavan himself told Narottam Thakur, doing kirtan, bring me from there. So Narottam Thakur, he saw, went there and he saw that all the big snakes. Like he saw in Haridas Thakur doing bhajan inside his cave, there's a big snake. King of snakes. No one could even come inside. Because Muslims before they committed many atrocities. So Anandev said, no, I cannot tolerate this. Now I'll make sure none of the Muslims will touch him. So therefore he was protecting Haridas Thakur in that cave. Because he was scared. Anandev was anxious that the Muslims might come again. You see, there are some snakes which are so poisonous that what to speak of them biting you. If you just go in their presence, you'll be burnt by that poison emanating from their body. So Narottam Thakur came there. The people said, oh, don't go there, Mahashaya. These snakes are very dangerous, very odor. Coming from the bodies is paralyzing us. Narottam Thakur, he didn't care. So then he went and he did kirtan. And then he told Nagaraj. He said, oh brother, if you want, you stay here and we'll leave, or else we'll stay, you leave. Then he said, oh, I'll leave, don't worry. And then he left. And there he saw in the storehouse, paddy. They saw one snake after another left, gradually. And he had all this rice paddy separated. Dhanam, Radha Vallabhi Kanta, Radha Kanta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took all of them on his lap. And doing kirtan, he, even to this day, you see, now Kheturi Gram is in Bangladesh. Even now you see the temple he's established is still present in Kheturi. So if you go to Bangladesh, you can have darshan of that place, Kheturi Gram. Even now such nice seva is being rendered there. So Prem Bhakti Chandrika, he also wrote in Prarthana. If you want to do bhajan, read this Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Learn who is Guru, how to do Guru Puja, how Guru is dear to Krishna, how Samanda is added Sri Bhagwan. So he has explained in his books with kirtans. And then he has shown how to pray to Sri Bhagwan. What is the way? For Narottam Thakur, he has given his Prarthanamrit, Nectarian kirtans. There he has shown the sadhak, who you should do kirtan, sadhika. Then when he comes to Madhyamadhikar, which kirtans he should sing. And then when he comes to Siddha Bhumika, which kirtans. He has written kirtans for every particular adhikar of a sadhak. So one doesn't know these kirtans. Then, how old is he? Some days before, yeah. You see, they're making all very perverse songs about Krishna. Very bad songs, eh? But here you see Narottam Thakur, how he is described. This is the pranali, the sadhan of the sadhakas. He has described how the conditioned souls are suffering. He has described everything in his Prarthanamrita in a very clear way. In which particular condition the sadhak should do which kirtan. In Sharanagat, Bhakti Thakur has written, for Sharanagati, which kirtan is saying, is it in Kalyan Kalpataru? How? Kalyan Kalpataru means the wishful fulfilling tree of auspiciousness. We sing this kirtan of Kalyan Kalpataru. I will achieve auspiciousness. Similarly, Narottam Thakur has written all these kirtans. So therefore, this is the parampara of Narottam Thakur, Gaur Parivar. Here, especially his followers. You see, Sadhu, he doesn't have any children. And he doesn't have any disciples also. So Pancharatriki parampara doesn't run. Bhagavat parampara. Now that, oh, Guru, he makes one disciple and then this line continues. No. Prabhupada, when he came, he establishes Bhagavat parampara. Rupa Goswami appeared 500 years before. So even now they're accepting Rupa Goswami as his Guru. So even now you see, by Guru Kripa they're accepting the mercy of Sri Guru. Even now they're having faith. So here also, if someone has faith in Prabhupada, although Prabhupada has left this world, it's been almost 100 years since he's disappeared, but still they're accepting him as the Guru. So this is Bhagavad Parampara. If you accept Sri Guru, that you are mine, then he'll accept you. But if you accept one who is not a bona fide Guru, then he'll go to hell and he'll catch you also and take you to hell. So take shelter of a bona fide Guru. By taking shelter of a bona fide Guru, Sadguru, then you'll have Guru and your faith, definitely, in Bhagavad Parampara. Discuss in the evening. No, it's late. No.